Since President Bush declared major hostilities in Iraq over on May 1st, Iraqi insurgents have killed nearly 300 American servicemen and women and an estimated 350 Iraqi police officers. In news conferences and television appearances, U.S. officials and allied Iraqi leaders repeatedly denounced these fighters as Saddam Hussein loyalists, Islamic fundamentalists, and foreign terrorists. Supporters of the insurgency have responded with a propaganda barrage, distributing cassettes and video discs that repeat the basic message, get rid of the Americans. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
This is the insurgency's answer to the U.S. occupation's massive public relations machine, cheap DVDs that glorify the Iraqi resistance.
Allahu Akbar!
The discs have titles like Fallujah and Rage, and they're sold openly on shelves in Baghdad movie shops for less than 50 cents a copy. The packaging is simple and the editing techniques crude, and yet considering the limited resources available in Iraq, the mass-produced final product is a surprisingly sophisticated piece of anti-American propaganda. The movies rely heavily on TV news reports about the war and occupation in Iraq. The footage is played over a recently recorded soundtrack of traditional Sunni Arab songs of praise. On the disc called Rage, a singer chants the following lyrics.
Good for you, brave man. You terrified America and its army. America will lose. We will pave the roads for them with bullets. The Prophet Muhammad's flag will fly high over this land, and America will retreat from this defeat.
These words are sung over clips from a popular Libyan movie showing Arab tribesmen slaughtering European soldiers in the desert. Interspersed are home videos of wounded Iraqis lying in a hospital in Fallujah. The footage is dated April 2003. That month, Fallujah became a symbol of Iraqi resistance after U.S. troops there opened fire twice on crowds of Iraqi demonstrators, killing and injuring dozens of people. A disc titled Fallujah shows armed Iraqis marching in long funeral processions. These images are mixed with video of American soldiers manhandling Iraqi prisoners. The producers also repeatedly use startling footage of military vehicles hit by roadside bombs. But there are inconsistencies. Though some of these attacks appear to have been filmed in Iraq, close inspection reveals that much of this footage is actually of Russian armored cars hitting landmines on mountainous roads, suggesting guerrilla attacks filmed years ago in Chechnya. On the disc The Gates of Baghdad, the following lyrics accompany scenes from the movie Black Hawk Down, which show American soldiers fighting a desperate battle in Somalia.
Fallujah, attack their troops and no one will be able to save their injured soldiers. Who brought you to Fallujah, Bush? We will serve you the drink of death.
The singers then call on people in cities all across Iraq to rise up against the foreign occupiers. The star of these productions is a heavy-set mustachioed man in sunglasses named Sabah Hashim El-Janabi. He's frequently shown singing here, along with other members of the production team, who list the address of their studio in Fallujah in credits at the start of each disc. When contacted earlier this month, however, musicians refused to meet with Western journalists to discuss the movies. It's difficult to tell what kind of impact these movies are having on Iraqi society. After watching for several hours, one unemployed former Iraqi army officer turned and said, "I'm seriously starting to think about joining the insurgency." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.